Well, let's check in on the local bond markets now, where we had bonds little changed in early trade today. By the close, we had the yield on the benchmark R186, as you can see there, sitting at 8.66%, and that from 8.69% previously. And for the most part, the Rand and bonds expected to be range-bound as markets seek fresh catalysts from either the Reserve Bank or inflation data later in the week. We're joined on the line now by Jonathan Myerson from Granite Asset Management for more analysis of the activity we are seeing at the moment. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us today. So we had the Rand holding pretty steady today, having recently reached a one-month high against the dollar. What have you made of the movement we've seen on that front, first of all? Because global releases this week have reinforced the perception that emerging markets as a whole will remain under quite a bit of pressure.
Hi, good evening. I think that's right. I think one might call it a little bit of a relief rally. South Africa maybe had some good news on the currency front with some potential new foreign investment and foreign inflows on the FDI front. So I think that could certainly have been helpful. I think it's, the market is probably already anticipating in its pricing difficulty in financing kind of current account deficits and budget deficits going forward. And that's maybe why the currency was as weak as it was and the yields where they were. So the lack of new bad news basically allowed us to kind of settle and on the margin, things may be looking slightly better.
Jonathan, so that being said then, remember, we've had, of course, the bond market taking some of its cue and direction from that activity. It's been pretty muted on that front as well, as you've alluded to. So talk us through the activity that played out at today's auction specifically.
It was a good auction. If you compare to last week, certainly the extent in which investors were interested was significantly better. I think two things to point out is the what we call the bid to cover, so how much bidding was done for the auction, which was significantly better than last week. And on top of that, it was longer dated bonds that were issued today, which essentially require investors to accept a little bit more risk when they buy them. Mm. So I think all in all, bonds are offering decent value here. Foreign investors over the last, and still certainly the beginning of this month, were very, very large sellers and probably reassessing and saying, well, there's some value in this market once again and become interested.
Where exactly are you seeing the value right now? Because, we've had the South African bond market having sustained heavy foreign selling since April of this year. In fact, in excess of 50 billion rand, and many suggesting that it could well be overdone at this stage because there are factors that support investment and, that compel investors to actually remain cool-headed at this point in time.
I think that's right. I think domestic investors possibly looking at the bond market and having over the last few years certainly reduced their... The foreigners have been buying South African bonds. The domestic investors have reduced their exposure to that. Mm. And at these kind of levels where the slightly longer dated bonds are offering yields in excess of 9%, they look around as investors and think, where else will we get kind of real returns in excess of 4% for the next few years? And bonds are currently a place to find that kind of return, and that's why the appetite's back.
One of the support factors that has been highlighted is the fact that we've had from pricing in a small probability of another cut in interest rates at the time of the March MPC meeting. The market is now seeing only rate hikes over the next 2 years. So how much support is garnered from that, shift in expectation?
So that kind of shift in expectations essentially on the margin should be negative for long-dated bonds because, the alternative for those long-dated bonds would be to accept and receive higher short-term rates, and that would be, an alternative. But I think the point to make is that the market is, we're talking about 25 or 50 basis points in the next 12 months. It still brings the repo rate to, 7% or just about, 75 to 7%, where the longer-dated bonds are significantly higher. So the question comes back to inflation. Does inflation remain anchored or does it lose its anchor? And I think investors, bond investors, certainly we, are of the view that this Reserve Bank is going to ensure that inflation is going to remain anchored, and it's going to be anchored at a lower level than we previously have been used to. It's a difficult job, but it's one that they're going to be trying hard to do.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there, Jonathan. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Jonathan Myerson is with Granite Asset Management.